Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
All right, okay, okay, all right. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of your favorite psychic podcast, the Psychic Funhouse. My name is Lawrence Birch, and I will be your host this evening. This is a special Friday the 13th edition of the Psychic Funhouse, so I'm glad you could join us. And in true tradition with the sometimes considered unlucky nature of Friday the 13th, my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, psychic to the stars, is semi-unavailable for our show tonight. I know, it's disappointing. He has a mission he's on with his lovely hound dog, and it's probably, as I speak, in traffic somewhere in the wilds of Los Angeles. So he may be able to carve out some time and join us from the Psychic Funhouse Mobile while he's on the road, hopefully hands-free. However, it may actually come to pass that he won't be able to be a part of tonight's show, which is a very rare occurrence indeed. So we'll just think good thoughts and send out our psychic ablutions for him to manifest an appearance, which would be nice. Always good to hear from Michael. Okay, well, so it is Friday the 13th, and I thought before we go to the phones for some readings, I would share some information with y'all about Friday the 13th, and I'll just start from my own perspective. You know, I'd heard when I was younger that Friday the 13th and the number 13 was unlucky and blah, blah, blah. So I guess as part of my contrary nature, I decided to adopt the number 13 as a lucky number for a variety of reasons, one of which was my sister was born when I was 13 on the 13th day of the month, which happened to be a September, and my birthday was the next day on the 14th, and I turned 14. So, and there's other reasons, but so whenever 13 shows up, I always pay attention because it's often a signal of something happening that is beyond my casual awareness. But yes, for me, it's actually a lucky number, but I'm just contrary like that, I guess. So a lot of Western traditions have Friday the 13th and the 13th number of things as unlucky. You might have been in a building or a high rise that skips the 13th floor. They don't call it the 13th floor. They go right from 12 to 14. That's not unusual. We're only going to have one Friday the 13th this year, and this is it. We can have as many as three in a year is the most. And typically the longest stretch between Friday the 13th is 14 months. So we have at least one every year, as far as I know. And you can tell we're going to have a Friday the 13th if the month begins on a Sunday. So that's what May did. May 1st was a Sunday this year. So we're going to have a Friday the 13th, not disappointed. Different ideas about the origins of why Friday the 13th and the number 13 is considered unlucky. If you were somebody who has a pathological fear of Friday the 13th. Then you have something called triskaidekaphobia. And I'm told there's no cure for that. Actually, I don't know. There might be. I don't know any therapists I could send you to that specialize in that particular phobia. But apparently Franklin Delano Roosevelt had a fear of Friday the 13th, so he was a sufferer of triskaidekaphobia. Well, so if you know anything about Norse myths and traditions, there was a dinner party held in Valhalla with 12 gods and goddesses as guests. And, of course, they decided not to invite Loki because he's the trickster. But he showed up anyway as the 13th guest, and he had a blind god named Hor as kind of a stunt shoot the god Baldur with an arrow made out of mistletoe. And all the plants had been asked not to hurt Baldur because there was this premonition that he was going to be he was going to die from a substance or an object that was going to hurt him. And unfortunately, when they went around and asked all the plants, somebody forgot to cast mistletoe. They overlooked it. So the mistletoe arrow went into Baldur's heart, and he died. So, and everybody was obviously upset except Loki. So that's one of the stories of the origin of 13 being unlucky. Hopefully you got all that. Of course, we also have Christian associations, Jesus' Last Supper and the crucifixion. The Last Supper was on a Thursday, the 13th, and then next day Jesus was put on the cross. There were 13 people present at the Last Supper, so yeah, that wasn't a good number event. What's interesting is that Friday really wasn't Friday the 13th, I should say, wasn't something that was typically considered to be particularly unlucky until sometime around the 1800s. There were a few written works that linked Friday the 13th with unlucky events, people passing away. And there was a fairly popular novel that was published in the early 1900s. It was called Friday the 13th. Interestingly enough, it was a story about an unscrupulous broker who took advantage of the developing superstition to create a panic on Wall Street on Friday the 13th, took advantage of it. So that seemed to have spread the concept even further. Interestingly enough, other cultures have different associations with 13th. In some Spanish-speaking countries, instead of Friday, it's Tuesday the 13th, Martes 13, which is considered a bad day of luck. Greeks also consider 13th, when it falls on a Tuesday, bad luck. Tuesday is dominated by the influence of Aries, god of war, or Mars, if you're a Roman myth, and the fall of Constantinople occurred on Tuesday the 13th, April 1204, to the Ottomans. So there's a Friday the 17th that's considered a bad day. So just kind of depends. Apparently it's a myth that accidents are worse on the 13th. Some people actually feel like things are better because some people just stay home and they don't risk anything on a Friday the 13th. And there are different statistics. One is some of the estimates are that almost $1 billion in business is lost because people don't do any transactions on Friday the 13th. So kind of the opposite of Black Friday after Thanksgiving, I guess. All right. Well, so interesting things about Friday the 13th. So maybe that's considered an unlucky day for you as well. Who knows? Who knows? All right. Well, we're going to do some readings tonight. So we'll go ahead and go to the phones. I know what's happening with our wonderful listeners. And if they have any questions, we can hopefully seek out Spirit for some answers to. All right. On the Funhouse, what we like to do is announce your area code so you know you're coming up on deck. And then when you do come on the show live, it's great if you can tell us your name and share your location with us so we can home in on where you might be located. All right, so here we go. This is area code 509. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you? What's your name and where are you from?
Yes, Erica. My name is Erica, and I am from Washington State.
Washington State. All right. Very good. How are you doing tonight, Erica?
Good. It's been a little foggy.
Oh, yeah?
But it's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you guys been getting a lot of rain up there like we have down here in Oregon, or?
Yesterday, yes. Today, not really.
Not really. Okay. All right. Well, maybe it'll be sunny for you this weekend. What can I do for you? You have any questions?
I was just curious to know, like, if you see me ever getting, like, in a serious relationship. I'm not in a hurry. I'm just, if that would even happen for me, like, getting married and having kids, like, finding somebody, like, a forever partner, not, like, a short-term whatever, you know? I hope you don't see the worst for me in the future, but I was just curious, can I be seen anything like that?
Well, let's see if I can tune in. Now, Erica, you sound familiar, and I remember somebody calling from your area. Have you called into the show before? Talk to us about your family, maybe, and other stuff? Or your first time calling?
No. Yeah, my first time.
Okay. Well, I can tell you what's coming up for me. So what I'm getting from my guides for you, Erica, is that you are going to have two significant relationships, love relationships in your life. The first one's going to, the first one's actually going to last longer than the second one. But these will both be relationships that you will find a lot of fulfillment in, and that you will definitely feel like you've made a deep soul connection with another person, and they with you. So, of course, the relationships aren't going to be without challenges. But I don't see you being, flying solo at all for the rest of your life. I think that the challenge up to this point for you has been, having to do with your standards in a sense. I think you have pretty. It's not so much you have high standards. I think you just have a pretty specific set of what
values
will work for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what will work for you in a person, and because they're kind of unique compared, to the rest of the people in your generation or peer group. I guess it's kind of hard to find somebody that fits all the boxes and check them off. So. It's definitely not like you haven't been looking and you haven't been open, but, you're holding out for that person to really, fulfill the things that you're asking for. And that's totally okay. I think, you know, what comes with that for some of us is that it can take a little bit longer for us to find that person, but they're coming. My sense is within the next year or so, or less, I should say. So hopefully by the end of this year, or if not by the beginning of this of the next year, January, February. So
wow, awesome. Yeah. What was that?
Does that make any sense?
Yes, I just feel like I'm old. I'm really close. Yes, I'm so close to ending my 20s, and I just feel so old. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, oh my God, I don't have like a partner. Like, am I supposed to be married by now? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm a little behind, but at the same time, I'm just like, hey, I'm just living my life, and you know, if the right person hasn't popped up, you know. Could have been married already and done all of that, but I knew it wasn't going to work with any of these people that I've, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling pressure, like from your peers or from your family or something? Is that just something you're feeling within yourself that you are a little late to marriage?
It's just personal. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just personal, like pressure. It's nothing that nobody's telling me, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just woke up one day and I was like, oh, I feel old.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
yeah.
You know, it's understandable. I think, you know, whether you've internalized it or not, we still have kind of an assumption that if you're not married by 30, then you're missing out. And I, unfortunately, I do think there's greater pressure in our culture on women for that than males,
mm-hmm.
just because we have kind of a bias, you know, for the bachelor male who get married whenever he wants kind of thing. So that may be part of it too. I can tell you from my experience that I didn't get married until I was 40, and that was the absolute right decision for me. I had a really, I had a wonderful relationship. It lasted about 10 years, but, it was really good that I didn't get married earlier, because it would have been, not a mistake, but I wasn't ready for it. But, you know, everybody's different. So.
Yeah.
But you're going to be
cool.
Fine.
And how do you see this person being? Like, what is he like? Or, I'm just curious, like, what is he in law or? I don't know. Like, I'm interested in knowing. I mean, I'm okay with it when it happens, you know, it's fine. Like, I'm in no rush. Like I said, in the meantime, I can just do my things and focus on what I want to do and whatever, you know, but yeah, I'm curious to know, like, what is this person like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's the other component too, is, you know, again, relatively speaking, you're self-confident, and, you know, it's not like you don't have your fears or issues or things like that, but that can be another issue for finding a mate. You have to have, you know, the person that's going to be with you has to be at least as confident as you are in themselves and not be put off by the fact that you're independent and, you know, you don't need to be taken care of in the way that some other people will. As far as your partner goes, you know, what came up when you first asked that question was handsome, dark complected, and not tall. Not short, but not tall. So kind of average height. It's just in terms of physical characteristics. As far as a career goes, you know, what's interesting is I see them being associated with wood in some way, either the wood products industry or with timber or working with wood, something that has to do with wood, which makes sense, I guess, being Washington. But,
construction.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah, a carpenter maybe. Mm-hmm. Or even an architect. That would still count too. So something in that area for sure.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that, you know, I'm not going to be on my own forever, I guess.
Oh, not at all. I think you've got a lot of really great qualities, and you know, I think you're playing the long game, which is hard, but I think that's what works for you, and, you know, you just have to be true to yourself. I don't think you'd be happy just settling for the relationships that you've had previously that, you know, they've met some of your needs, but in the end, it just, you know, didn't feel right to you. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for your insight.
Yeah, you're welcome, Erica. And thanks so much for giving us a call and being brave enough to ask your question and share all those details. It was, it's always helpful for other people to hear stories from our listeners. Gives them confidence and directions to go in. So thanks for that. And let us know how things go. Call us back when your loved one's shown up. We'll see what happens.
Tell you what he looks like.
Exactly.
As handsome.
He's a lumberjack. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. All right. Yes. Well, it's a Friday the 13th, and I'm just seeing how our luck is doing. So let's go to the phones again. This is area code 678. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lauren Twitch. How can I help you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Lauren. This is Regina.
Hey,
I'm from
Regina,
Georgia.
The queen. How you doing?
Yes. Hi. Good. It's been a very long time.
Yeah. How's the queendom treating you? Are all your loyal subjects being loyal, or what's happening?
No.
Not.
And that's what I'm calling about. No.
Uh-oh.
It's just... Yeah.
Is there unrest in the
queen? I mean, everything, like, my, yeah, a little bit. I mean, since the last time I've spoken to you and Michael, I just been, like, busy with work. I just, and also I had other personal things going on as well, family issues and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, not saying I ain't been focusing on love, but I have, but it's just not going where I want it to go. And it's like now, like today, it's just like, it just hit me like, oh my God. Like I used to hear, oh, you need to work on healing and healing. I like, and I'm telling spirit, I did enough of that. I'm tired of that. I think I am so done with that. You know, I'm like, I'm tired of resting. I'm tired of healing. I just, why can't it come to me? I don't know where the block is. And I just want someone. I just want a relationship. And it's been, 7 years since my divorce. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I don't know. So,
have you been having like any near misses or what's been happening? No worries.
I mean, I had a guy kind of on and off, but, like, right now it's off. And it's just, I just want some consistency, some stability, that somebody showing interest. I don't want a booty call. I don't want sex. I want more than that. I think, like, one time I went to my sister's house and, you know, she's married and her daughter has a boyfriend and then my niece and she's married and I'm like the only one that don't have anyone.
That can be hard. You know, that thing you mentioned earlier about healing, feeling like, you know, you've been asked to keep working on yourself and healing yourself, that can be a difficult thing to stick with over time when you feel like some of your other needs aren't getting met and, you know, what's the reward in that. But I think the other thing... The other thing, though, to think about is the more you're able to work on yourself outside of a relationship, the more you're going to be able to bring that's already healed to the relationship, because that can definitely be something that can challenge a relationship is... You know, somebody still has some wounds that are pretty deep and they still need to heal, and they can affect how they're able to trust in a relationship or just, you know, be with a person. So I imagine, you know, all the stuff you've been doing since you were last with somebody has definitely created some space within you to just, be more content with who you are and also, be able to be more present for the people in your life and eventually for that person who's going to come in there and sweep you off your feet again. So don't discount that. I know that's challenging, but that's been good stuff. And just because you're in a relationship obviously doesn't mean you're going to stop working on yourself or now you've got a whole another situation there to contend with. I don't think it's, it's not that you're not being heard in your request for a love life and you're not being, there aren't guides working on your behalf trying to find somebody for you. I think part of what you may be experiencing is that you're just you're kind of being protected right now, I guess, is the sense that I'm getting. And I'll tell you what I mean by that, what's coming to me. There's a part of you, I think, that's still, really hurt and I think is, battling with that. Probably more some days than others and sometimes more than you want to acknowledge. And I think you're on the precipice or a threshold, I guess, of letting that go, letting that pain go that's been troubling you for a long, long time. You have been doing a lot of work on that and other things, and that's really, helped you get to this place, which is, credit to you. I do think that the guides that have your best interest at heart want you to kind of fulfill your mission in that regard and complete what you set off to do so that you are just lighter and you're freer. And they have actually, in a sense, kind of deflected you from getting involved in a serious relationship until you've gotten to that place where you're just more stable within yourself, I guess. I think that's coming. I think, like I said, the sense I get is that, it's almost going to be like an epiphany, like wake up in the middle of the night, or it's going to hit you at some point, and you're going to feel it energetically, and it's going to be almost like a physical release of something that has been keeping you, stuck. And once that passes, I think it's going to open up for you just a tremendous amount of love and self-love and awareness and acceptance, all that stuff. And that will allow you to really be clear about getting in the relationship that's going to last for you much longer than the last one and ideally be kind of your ultimate relationship. But I think until you go through that phase, you're not really going to be able to make a connection or be there enough to have a connection that's really going to be fulfilling for you. So that's what I'm getting. Does any of that make sense? What do you think?
I mean, I'm at the point, like, I just feel like the wound or the hurt, I'm mm-hmm. past that. I don't know mm-hmm. what more can I do. I'm at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because
mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm past it. I'm over it. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I don't really deep dive in it. I don't dwell in it. I don't
mm-hmm.
think about it, all that past hurt. I don't know what it is, and I just want my
mm-hmm.
guys to just let me free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's the frustrating part. I don't what it is.
Sure.
I can only do so much. I do
mm-hmm.
stuff for myself. I do self-care, self-love. I take care of my
yep,
kids because I got to take care of me. And, but at the same time, I'm like, I think I get to the point, like, sometimes I have my days of, I can be good and everything. It just,
mm-hmm.
it'll hit me at night when it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm
sure.
alone again and again and again. And it's like,
right.
And then, like, and then they're probably thinking about, my marriage, my divorce, and I'm so over that. So they probably thinking that I'm still holding on to that, and I'm not. And I don't know how to express that to them. Like, because he moved on, and he married the one he cheated with, and, you know, has a family with her. I wish him nothing but the best and love and light towards them, because I don't feel the resentment. I've been over that, like, I guess maybe the 2-year mark after my divorce, I finally just released that. But he's not doing what he needs to do as a father. But, you know, it is what it is. I can only do what I can as a mother. So, but it's like, I don't know if that's the relationship they are talking about. I'm telling them. Like, hear me, spirit guys. I'm over it. I don't know what else I can do. I don't know. I mean, I understand they looking out for me, and I thank them for that. I do. But it's like, I don't know, like, even if I'm coming close to it, to them in their world, in their realm, that can be another year, another 2 years. That can be another, I'm like, okay, come on. I'm like, okay, this is not fun anymore. I'm so over it. And I want them to know that I'm that hurt that they think that I have. I'm it's not good. Or is it the one with the on and off that, but that's because of certain circumstances. So until those circumstances clear up, then we can see if that can come together. But until then, don't want to sit here and wait on him. So that's where I'm trying to manifest somebody new. So I'm like, okay, so, I mean, do you see anyone coming in this year?
Yeah, well, you know, what I was going to say too, you know, sometimes, you know, and I hear what you're saying, like you've put in your dues and you've gotten to a much better place than you were, you know, after, your divorce, and, you know, you've been able to accept a lot of stuff you can't change. Yeah. You've let go as much as possible. I think all that's really relevant. And again, I think, you know, it's significant and, you know, you're giving credit where credit's due for all that. Sometimes, you know, what can happen is we have stuff that's just not necessarily that we're that conscious of. It's still, you know, it's kind of a stuck place, and it still has an effect on what's going on with us. What I would suggest you do, since you have a pretty good relationship with your guides, is to petition them directly at some point and just have a conversation and ask them to reveal anything else that might be in there that you may not even be aware of, that you need to work on a release and make a, you know, make a contract or a arrangement with them that says, okay, I'm willing to do this, you know, one more bit of work if you really demonstrate to me that it's authentic and necessary in order for me to, you know, finally get over whatever it is. And it may not be anything that you think it is. It could be something else entirely, Regina, but, you know, and then, you know, your part of the bargain is, this is, you know, if I authentically, honestly complete this or do the best that I can to work on this and get, you know, healed from it or, you know, whatever I'm going to get, then, you know, that's my end of the bargain. And that means you're going to help me manifest a healthy relationship, long-term relationship in my life. And I would set it up, you know, have the conversation that way, and then just see what results from that. I think that should shift things for you tremendously. And I don't see you being alone. I think you're much too, you know, attractive and gregarious. I think there's a part of you that people really feed off your energy, and they really appreciate being around you. You have a way of being able to see the positive in just about anything, and that's a really wonderful quality that you have that not a lot of people have. So people come to you for just, you know, probably too much in some ways for support and love and understanding. A primary factor in how you're going to attract the next person, because they're going to be able to reflect that back to you, that you're going to be the person who also gets to receive some of that and gets to feel like the person is in love with you for who you are and is pretty unconditional about it. I do think it's going to be a bit of a time frame. It's not going to happen, you know, this week or even, you know, over the summer. But I don't think you're, you know, I know it may feel this way, but you're definitely not alone. You know, you have a lot of love and support around you. And that, you know, it's not, you don't have everything you want, but it's definitely coming. But, you know, what I see at the outside is you're going to have a few false starts within the next year. And then I think by the end of 2023, you're going to start picking up a relationship that should manifest into something that should be long-term and fulfilling for both of you. So you just have to kind of hang in there.
Wow.
And, you know, and not get too discouraged.
It was going to be that long.
Yeah.
Well, I am discouraged, Laura. That's the thing.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But it's not, you know, don't take it personally. It's not something that's, you know, wrong with you or you're not doing something right or, you know, there's something bad. It's just, you know, from what I see, and somebody else could have a different perspective, there's, you know, just a little bit of stuff you need to clear out and go through. I think the challenge is if you don't, and I think this may come up for you too, you're going to end up in a relationship where you're not going to be able to really take advantage of it to the extent that you could. So, you know, try not to think of it as, you know, something that's being kept from you, but as something that's being prepared for you, and you're preparing for it, if that helps. So, but it's coming. It's coming. It's not like, you know, decades away. It's just, you know, year and a half, a little longer. And you're not, you know, like I said, you're gonna have some sparks before then. I don't think they're gonna, you know, manifest into a big fire, but you're not gonna, you know, totally be on the shelf. But I think the person that's gonna show up for you will do that closer to the end of next year. That's what I'm getting. So hang in there. Hang in there. Keep breathing. And do a little bit more work. And things are going to show up. Okay. Oop. Are you speaking into your phone there? I didn't hear what you last said.
Yes. I said okay.
There you are. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry I don't have, like, you know, a better answer for you to make you feel, you know, like things are happening much sooner. But they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wasn't setting that. It just, no. I'm just trying to figure out what is going on. You know, like, why I can't make things move.
Yeah.
And it just, even subconsciously, I'm trying.
No.
No.
I know you are. Well, that may be part of it, too, is not to try so hard like you have been, but just to take a step back and maybe have that, you know, when you have that authentic conversation with your spirit guides, your helpers, just to help, you know, open up and ask for some specific guidance about this and let them know and see if you can't feel the love that they have for you. Because you're not, you know, you're not suffering for nothing. You know, you just need to ripen a little bit more, I guess. That's one way of thinking about it. Okay. All right. But yeah, the pain that you're feeling isn't going to be there forever.
Okay.
All right. But I'm really glad that you called. And it's always great to hear from you. Don't wait so long to give us a check-in next time.
I will. Thank you. You take care.
Okay. Yeah, you take care too. All right. Thank you, my friend. Okay. It's a relationship. All right. Well, okay. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. Let's go to our next caller. Let me try to bring in, see if he's going to show up. This is area code 540. You are on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence Birch. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Lawrence. I'm Barb, and I'm in Virginia.
Hi, Barb in Virginia.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. We're so glad to have you on the show. How's your Friday so
thank
far?
You. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. I'm not concerned at all about I actually like to think of it as a, you know, positive day.
Good for you. We're in the same boat. Yeah, and I had a black cat. That was really great.
Good,
so, yeah,
good for you.
Exactly. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to know if anything comes to you. I'm kind of stuck in a lot of situations, and I just wondered if Spirit has any messages for me.
You know, it's interesting. What is manifesting for me is just a sense of irritation and annoyance, almost like crankiness or frustration. Just a sense of being stuck. What I seem to be getting is that you're kind of in a position of having to cast pearls before swine. Like there's people that are, you know, this is going to sound kind of hierarchical, I guess, or judgmental, and I don't mean it to be that way, but there's kind of people that are beneath you that have power over you in a way, and they're able to make decisions that that really don't benefit you. And that they you know, if the universe is working the way it should, they wouldn't be able to do that at all. So you're kind of at their mercy. That's what I get. Does that sound
That's
accurate
true.
At all? Or
yeah. Yes, it is. It's very accurate.
Yeah. So I think you have kind of a couple options with this situation in your life. And I think, you know, if you've been trying to go at it, head to head, I don't think that's been effective. So I wouldn't recommend doing anything directly. Mm-hmm. I think that's been exposing you too much, and it's actually made things worse for you. So your options now, one is you have to, you know, you have to kind of play the long game. You have to be persistent, but also patient. And, start thinking about this as a marathon instead of a sprint. And feed the situations as little energy as possible, you know, psychically, emotionally, and just, you know, practically. Mm-hmm. And not allow them to take as much real estate in your life from you as they have
mm-hmm.
been. I think that's probably a good, you know, perspective anyway, no matter what. I think the other option is there are people in your life that could help you, maybe not with everything, but with some of these things
mm-hmm.
to kind of lessen the burden and take the energy down. But you're going to have to ask
mm-hmm.
them for help. And I don't know if that's something that comes to you easily or not, but the sense I get, it depends. And my understanding is that there are at least a couple of people in your life that know what's going on, but you haven't taken
mm-hmm.
the next step. Hey, I could use some direct intervention. This feels a little
intervention,
to me, but,
yeah. Intervention,
yeah, come,
marathon,
yeah.
It's been... trying to manipulate me, and I will not, I absolutely will not submit.
Mm-hmm.
Siblings So I have been seriously considering getting an intervention by professionals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would say that's probably, you know, I think you are, you know, in general, you're a really good problem solver and you have a really good sense of directions and you can, you know, you're good with plans and following through and you're reliable and all that responsible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is something that's kind of beyond your skill set. And it's crazy making for you to try to square the circle with this because it's just, it's not going to happen. And whoever it is you're interacting with, they're not going to hear it from you.
Yeah.
So you're better off just, you know, it may feel like you're relinquishing some control in your power, but what you're actually doing is you're allowing the, you know, somebody with the proper authority and skill set to come in to play who can, you know, relieve you, both relieve you of what you're dealing with and be someone that is seen as more neutral in the eyes of the person you're having trouble with so that the other that you know, more likely to anyway, whatever it is that they come up with as a solution to these things. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yep, yep. I'm considering getting law enforcement involved because there's violence against me, and I got into this situation because I went to rescue someone else, and then I became a victim. So,
yeah.
But I'm determined that I'm gonna you know, get some help from the authorities and move on because this is not. My life is about helping others, and you know, I'm tired of being stuck in this situation. So, but thank you for confirming that. And you are right; it is a marathon. This has been going on for many, many years, and it's very frustrating. But this is what I needed to hear tonight. So, thank you. This
okay.
is good news.
Good. Yeah. You definitely, you know. Yeah, I think your major goal at this point, obviously, you're wanting to be of assistance, but should be to restore your peace of mind, so that your health and being isn't affected because it's already, you know, caused some problems for you. And
it
that's
is.
Not okay.
The stress.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I can't help anyone else until I help myself. So, and I'm going to take that step and do that. So,
yeah,
so I can kind of move on with my life plan.
Mm-hmm. That's the way. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm enjoying
right.
your show. You have a
good
night. God bless you.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes and stay safe out there. Be careful. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye now. All righty. Friday the 13th it is. Okay, let's go to our next caller. This is area code 630. Hello, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence Butch. What's your name and where are you calling from, please? Hello? You may need to speak into your phone a little more clearly because I'm not hearing you, 630. Are you there? Well, going once, going twice, and chicken soup with rice, I guess. All right, well, we'll try coming back to you. Hopefully, you were just having a break, not walking your dog or sniffing the night air. Okay, let's go to another caller then. This is also area code 60, different number. You're on the Psychic Clubhouse. Hey there, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Dion. I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, hey, Dion. How are you?
I'm good. Is
so
Michael's dog okay?
Yes, he just had neuter surgery.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
This whole time I was like so worried.
Oh no, I should have said something to clarify that for people. That's not fair. Yeah, no, he just taken care of. He got fixed, as they say. But Michael lives in Los Angeles, and it's a spaghetti tangle of roads out there. And the only time that he could get him in was, it was going to conflict with him coming back, being on the road. So that's just what happened. But as far as I know, everything went well. That's what he said. So Bobby is fine. He's just recovering.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for hearing about him. And I'm sorry I left you on the
hook. Yeah, like, you know, I call you guys almost every week.
I know you do. And we appreciate you. Yeah.
I was worried about
how
it.
Yeah. But he's going to be okay. Other than, you know, he's going to have a bit of a change in his lifestyle, but otherwise he'll be fine. So how's your week been? What's new for you? Did you have a good Friday the 13th?
Okay, so, you know, like, I was working on my second book, and but real quick, I heard that Friday the 13th was made for people who want to have a baby, and that the whole purpose of it is to, you know, basically practice, you know, making babies. It's like a holiday to celebrate fertility.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Do you have any more information about it? Where did you hear that from?
Okay, so where I heard that from was, it was about a discussion about, I guess it was, like, started as, a pagan holiday, and just because, like, most religions don't want you to have sex until you're married and things like that, and so it kind of, like, goes against that rule where, you know, you don't have to belong to a certain religion or belief in order to be able to, you know, want to have a child. So, that's basically, like, the way I understood it to be, you know, like, the unreligious way of starting a family without feeling guilty, you know, not belonging to a certain, you know, religious group.
Okay, so it's a pagan thing, is where it's come from. Got it.
That's what I was told.
Okay. All right, and the significance of Friday the 13th is that's just kind of a set aside to bring that into fruition, apparently.
Yeah, like, people can go ahead and, you know, make babies and start a family, and you don't. You know, like, there's that whole, like, stigmatism of, like, you know, being born out of wedlock or whatever. That's a belief, you know?
It's
a way for people to practice without having to buy into, you know, you have to be married or you have to do it this way or.
Okay. Is there also, like, an extra boost of some kind on that particular day? Like, is that considered to be a more successful day for conceiving for some reason or something, or more fertile on the Friday the 13th, or is that just,
I would no. That's the way I understand it, like, to be, like, you're more fertile on Friday the 13th. I'm just trying to keep it PG-13, you know, like, I don't you're supposed to make a lot of love on this day, especially if you are looking to have a baby.
Well, I mean, that would be a good kind of balance for the people that are afraid of Friday the 13th or feel like it's a bad omen. So that would kind of, you know, balance a teeter-totter. So it sounds like a good
thing.
Something
for you to do.
Well, right? Instead of just hide under your blankets by yourself and hide under your blankets with a friend.
Yeah, I feel like an oddball. I'm like, I'm listening to all these readings, and I'm like, I'm the only one that's completely happy being single. I'm like, I could care less about a relationship. But, you know, it took me a long time to get that way because I truly, truly, truly had to fall in love with myself, not expect somebody else to fill in, like, a gap. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Well, I think that can be kind of a misconception for people, you know, is that they're not complete without somebody else in their life. You know, I mean, hopefully somebody that you partner with makes you feel more complete, or, you know, fulfill something that, you know, goes beyond who you are as a person. But I think you can get into trouble when you feel like, you know, there's an emptiness that somebody needs to fill for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
So you're going happy. Very good.
I'm happy being single.
I
believe me, I feel like, you know, like the one lady, she was like, I want a relationship so bad. And it's like, I don't know, be careful what you ask for. Unless it's like really divinely guided, God's probably protecting you from some schmo who would screw up your credit or crash your car. You know what I'm saying? Like, believe me, there's always a reason for everything, you know?
Sure.
But I mean, I've had a good week. The only thing that bothered me was, do you remember that social media influencer that was blasting my book or whatever?
Yeah.
And I had to stop like really communicating like with that whole thing because of my shoulder injury. Then they found out that they wanted me to have surgery. And long story short, I'm doing the longer route with the physical therapy. Because I don't want to have surgery, because they want to have surgery on my neck. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So anyway, I kind of just like left abruptly and just told her like no hard feelings, but like I have to like, you know, attend to my own health or whatever. That was like a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, so then like I feel like her little goopies have been stalking me online. Like, they kind of write, like, negative things about me online, but, I mean, it's kind of calmed down a little bit. Well, anyway, I was on TikTok earlier today, and I had, like, only, like, 10 people in my life, you know? But here comes the stalker, the trolls. So it's like, what's with these people? Like, what?
No, I was just, like, exclaiming, wow.
You know, like, what's with these people? Like, are they just mad that, like, you know, like they can't handle rejection, that I just can move on really quickly? Or like, I mean.
Well, can you clarify something for me?
Yeah.
So did you have an interaction with the influencer on like a TikTok or something live or on their show or whatever they do to reach their audience?
No.
Is there something?
So I was, like, in the audience, like, constantly because I was laid up with the shoulder injury. You know what I mean? So, like, a lot of people interacted with me because I was in there, like, every night, you know? So people got to know me and stuff like that. And then, like, I just abruptly left, you know? And I wrote to her and I told her, I'm like, I'm sorry, but, like, I just need to focus on myself and I don't want to, you know, I want to leave the group. Like, this isn't my jam. I don't, like, want to do this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, like, she never wrote back or anything like that. And I just assumed everything was fine, but, like, it's not. Because, like, her groupies think, like, I had a falling out with her. And, like, I don't know. They just came up with all these stories. And, you know, during my live today, like, one of them comes trolling in. And it's like, you guys, just give me my peace, you know? Like, I just kind of want them to leave me alone.
What are they saying exactly? Are they attacking you?
Yeah, online they were attacking me. It's kind of calmed down a little bit, and that's why I haven't gone, like, on TikTok Live or anything like that. But then, like, after a couple of hours, they started, like, making fake accounts and coming in there and, like, I don't know, just trying to, like, basically heckle the crowd. I ended the live, and it was fine because it was time for me to go walk my dog anyway. But, I mean, I feel like they're just salty because they feel like I just rejected them, like I was too good for them, and that's why I wanted to move on. I mean, I kind of feel like that in a way, but it really was more or less like I needed to concentrate on my own health, you know?
Yeah, and you're sure it's them? It's like, these are the people you were interacting with?
Oh, I know for sure it's them. I know for sure it's them. Because you can check your profile, who's been in your profile, and all that other stuff.
Got it. Got it. Is there a way for you to appeal to the influencer to have her call off her minions? Does that make sense?
Sure. I mean, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of was just thinking, like, not even to pay attention to it and it would just go away.
Yeah, I think that's the better route. I think, you know, the other thing is just to have her make some kind of blanket statement that you and she are on fine terms, that you're just taking care of yourself and, you know, that you could use, you know, healing thoughts and love and kindness and support, you know, just something like that. Not even say anything about what they've been doing, but just kind of an announcement like that. But
I don't know. I'm just hoping, like, do you think they're going to – I think they're going to peter out soon. I actually think that she's not even going to be that much of an influencer going forward, actually. For I've got mm-hmm. – my intuition is, like, she's going through burnout and she's probably just tired of it and she's probably going to mm-hmm. end up quitting. But – because, you know, we have that eclipse coming this weekend, right?
Oh, huh? Is that visible up where you are?
No.
I didn't know that. Good. Yeah, well, I think you're doing the – do you have to go on TikTok? Is that something you do pretty regularly, no matter what, or?
Well, I'm trying to still build my, you know, my reputation as an author, but I don't really have to go on there, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I would just hit it less, you know, over the next rest of the month, and then see what happens. But I do think not energizing it is the best route for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, always good to talk to you, Dion.
All right, have a good night, and tell Michael that we miss him and, you know, send him my love.
I will definitely relay that to him and his dog. It's nice of you to call and check in.
Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Dion. You take care.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, apologies for not getting everybody on the board, but hopefully everybody who listened got something out of the show. And before I forget, it's always the case that the Psychic Funhouse is a broadcast that is for entertainment purposes only. So we don't give out legal, financial, relationship, or carpenter constructive advice, anything like that. We just do spiritual entertainment, folks. All right. So make sure and follow us if you haven't already so you don't miss the show. You can find us on all the major platforms for podcasts. We're on Blog Talk, obviously, but we're also on Apple and Spotify and everybody else. So, and we do have a large archive. If you are in between shows and you really want to get your spiritual juices flowing, you can check in here on Blog Talk and go through our catalog. We have over 80 shows that we've created, and they're all really entertaining and fun to listen to. So that's an option. We'll send out our love and hugs to our co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, who unfortunately couldn't make it on the show tonight, but should be back next week with another exciting show. Same time, same channel, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And if you are interested in any of the healing arts that I have to offer, shamanism, herbalism, spiritualism, you're welcome to contact me, Lawrence Birch, at 541-344-7534. Our text email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. So on behalf of the Spirit Guides and all of our assistants here that make the Psychic Fun House happen. We want to thank all of our lovely listeners, and we're wishing you a wonderful rest of your Friday the 13th and a peaceful and happy weekend. Y'all take care, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.